Hi, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and I'm the founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com and the author of 9 books. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how witches deal with feelings that don't line up with reality. Now, this one's a little complicated. Have you ever felt something that didn't line up with what you've realized later? So you felt something, but it wasn't real. For example, when I was 17, I was told that I was fat. I was only 114 pounds at the time, with a height of 5'4". Later, I realized that wasn't true, but in the moment, I couldn't see that. Now, the problem was that my brother really wanted to hurt me, and my feelings were hurt. So I have 3 insights on how to deal with feelings that don't line up with reality. The first insight is, look at assessing if your perception is off. When we talk about assessing, you need a type of pattern that can help you identify what is true. So normally, I would look at something and I would think, how do I feel about that? But I have a problem. I have depression symptoms. That means if someone says something positive about me, I negate it. I don't believe it because my depression symptoms, the filter, is telling me that that's not true. So how do I assess that my perception is off? Well, one thing is I look around for evidence. For example, my blog, GoddessHasYourBack.com, has been going on for years. In the early years, friends would tell me this is really good. So my depression symptoms say it's not true. So when I look at the evidence, lots of people wanting to be notified whenever I post something, that's evidence. So my depression symptoms will tell me that that's not so, or it will negate the understanding or feeling that I've actually accomplished something. So I need to let my feelings sit and look at the evidence and let them sit next to each other. This leads us to the second insight. When your perceptions are off, it's about who to trust. When my perceptions are off, I go to my sweetheart. And I go to friends that I know have my best interest at heart. I also listen to some of the ideas from my therapist. She points out different facts that I may have missed. So I have a metaphor. So one time there was a car accident and my sweetheart couldn't see because he lost his glasses. While he couldn't see, he trusted me to do certain things during that emergency situation. So this goes back to, if your perceptions are off, who do you trust? So when I say, who do you trust, look to the gods, because they can see things that maybe other people can't. And everybody else around you is just human, so the gods might have a different perspective that nobody else has. Human beings can be caught up in their egos. But remember, the goddess put divinity in you, and she loves you as you are. And now the third insight. Look for messages from the gods. For example, some time ago, I received a message from the gods, and that message was, I'm not broken, and I was created this way on purpose. For a person with depression symptoms, that's a revelation. As a person dealing with depression symptoms, there have been so many times where I've been angry at myself, and I felt I wasn't good enough. If there's a purpose for me to be made this way, and I'm looking towards the goddess because she did this on purpose, then I can step out of shame and get to a place of calm acceptance. I don't live there every moment of every day. I strive to be there as often as I can. In fact, I took all that I learned and put it into a new course called Spiritual Solution for Depression Relief. It's available at Udemy.com. That's Udemy.com. So now I'll summarize. The first insight was, look at assessing if your perception is off. Number 2, when your perceptions are off, it's about who to trust. And number 3, look for messages from the gods. I'm Moonwater Silverclaw. To go further and deeper, you can join me at GoddessHasYourBack.com. You can also read one of my 9 books. And I have 2 courses at Udemy.com. The first one is Goddess Style Weight Loss. And the second one is Spiritual Solution for Depression Relief. I invite you to check them out today.